Cerebral Satire uses adult language and is for adult listeners only. It has the explicit tag for a reason. Welcome to Cerebral Satire, everybody. Oh, the drama's a rare in this week, guys. The drama is a rare. How are you, Ant?
I'm good. I've had better weeks, but you know, it's okay. It's okay.
Yeah, I know you've had better weeks, man. I'm sorry to hear what happened.
That's okay.
Yeah, it happens. It's life, right?
Yep, and it's shit.
Yep, it is shit sometimes. Sometimes definitely shit. Wayne just got mad at us.
Mad at you. He got mad at you.
Now he's mad at you too, because he's mad at me.
He's mad at me because I was in the same conversation at the same time that he got mad at you.
That's right. So we're all sitting here trying to go over what we're going to do. We're going to do an impromptu cerebral satire this week. We're just kind of throwing shit together.
The whole show's just gone to shit.
Yeah.
Before we've even started. So.
And as usual, Wayne's joining us to find out what's going on. We got our Wayne facts this week, and we have a bunch of articles. And most of our articles this week have to do with lists. And he decided to blurt out something about, I want all lists, like a little petulant child. And I was like, hey, you're not doing any work here. Shut the fuck up. And it really made him mad. And he got pissy and he walked away. And now he won't come back, will he, Ant?
No, he won't.
Well, there you go. That's our Teach Wayne segment this week. All right, everybody. other than that, how's work? How was your weekend?
Weekend was good. I can't remember what I did. Oh, I went out. I went out for a few beers.
Yeah, with who? Who'd you go? Just a bunch of mates?
Just a couple of pals. Yep. Just a couple of pals. One that listens to the show, Nick. So hello, Nick.
Hello, Nick.
And so it was good. Actually letting my hair down for a change. Rather than, the only time I get drunk is talking to you, cunts. But
well, cunt.
It's me. Yeah, just one. No plural on this show.
No plural this week.
but yes. So it's actually good to actually get out the house and let your hair down now and again. Because like I said, it has been a crap week. So it was good. It was good. How about you?
It was actually really good. I had my buddy called me up a little while ago and said, "Hey, can you get Sunday off?" And I was like, no, I probably can't get Sunday off, but I can probably get Monday off. Why? What's going on? He's like, well, can you be here at like 4 p.m. on Sunday in Atlanta? And I was like, yeah, sure. I can definitely do that. So I did some switching around my schedule. I was at the beginning of February. He wouldn't tell me what was going on. So I get there. He still won't tell me what's going on. We eat dinner, have a nice dinner. I haven't seen him in a while. It's my buddy Mac. I haven't seen him in a long time. So we're having a nice just conversation, all that good stuff, and we drive downtown Atlanta, which I haven't been downtown Atlanta in probably years. I just haven't been down there.
Just get stuck in traffic?
No traffic. It's Sunday.
Oh, okay.
No traffic. We parked, $20 for fucking parking. Jesus Christ.
For how long?
Till like 4 a.m. I was like, what the fuck? Anyway.
That's not too bad. That's not too bad.
It's a long story.
£8 an hour in Cambridge, mate. £8 an hour.
£8?
An hour. That's what fucking $12, $13 an hour.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, fucking mug you off around here, mate.
So it was like, what are we doing? And we're going to a club called a Tabernacle. You ever heard of the Tabernacle?
No, sir.
It's a club. It's a semi-famous club, I guess, in the United States that they have all kinds of stuff in it. So they've had the Hard Rock Cafe in there at one point. They had the Planet Hollywood in there at one point. They had it was like a rock and roll gig, so it's a stage. I mean, it's actually kind of cool because it's done in a church, church.
That does sound pretty cool.
It's really pretty. It's still got the stained glass windows up and stuff.
Like sort of Blues Brothers style.
Yeah, exactly. Well, the Blues Brothers actually did play there at one point.
That'd be amazing.
They did. And when they put the Planet Hollywood up, it's like 5 or 6 stories tall. It's got a basement to it. It's really, really wicked cool. It's got wood floors. It's wood thing. Anyway, so we pull up, we park, pay our money, whatever. And then we go over and he gives me my ticket. I don't really look at it, but look at the thing on the window and it says Patton Oswalt. He bought me tickets to go see Patton Oswalt for my birthday.
Who's he?
He's a comedian.
Never heard of him.
Never heard of Patton Oswalt?
No, I fucking haven't. Who the fuck is he?
You would like Patton Oswalt. Maybe I'll play a clip of him at the end of the show, guys. Patton Oswalt. Yeah, let's do a clip at the end of the show. Anyway, so that's really cool. I've never been to a live stand-up show. Have you?
Yeah, I've been to loads. And
really?
I love them. Yeah, I proper love stand-up. If I'm down in London, I usually go to the Comedy Store. I've been to see Stuart Lee a few times. Loads of comedians. I absolutely love going to see stand-up. It's a brilliant night out. Always a brilliant night out.
I would highly recommend it. That's the first time I went and saw stand-up. And I went and saw, I mean, Patton Oswalt is considered a pretty high out. I mean, he's been on TV loads. He's been on comedy shows. He's a huge stand-up. I have a couple of his albums, actually. I was just really happy to go see him. He's really funny. I just love it. Yeah, everything we heard was new tonight. We didn't hear anything old. Anyway, it was just a lot of fun.
I've seen him before.
You have? I know you have.
Was he in a program?
Yeah. He's been a bunch of programs. I think his biggest thing he would have been known for would be King of Queens.
Yeah, I've seen that.
And he's been in a bunch of stuff.
I've seen it. Yeah, I know he is. Yeah.
And it's Patton Oswalt. I always say Oswalt, but it's Patton Oswalt is actually what it is.
I've got him.
But yeah, it's really, really, man, if you have a chance to go see him, please go see him. I know he's selling out all around the United States. He just sold out Carnegie Hall, which is a huge deal for comedians to sell out Carnegie Hall.
How'd you get to Carnegie Hall?
It's in New York.
No. Oh,
fucking hell.
What? Is that like a saying or something that I don't know?
It's like a joke. Like, how did you get to Carnegie Hall?
I don't know. How do you get to Carnegie Hall?
Practice.
That's a joke?
That's like one of the world's most famous jokes.
That's not a funny joke.
No, I know, but it's one of the world's most famous jokes.
Okay. All right. I believe you. I don't know it. So I don't get it.
And you're the American.
Yeah, I know. We've done this before. I'm more British than you are, and you're more American than I am. Yeah.
But it is a very, very famous joke, you know. It's just a joke.
Well, I mean, if you get a chance to go see Patton. He's fucking hilarious. My mouth hurt by the time I was done leaving that place. It was so good. It was really just an awesome night. I really thanks, Mac, man. I really appreciate it. I normally have really shitty birthdays, and my birthday's not even.
It's not even your birthday till next week.
No, it's not my birthday till next week. I'll tell you guys about my birthdays later.
Wow, Peter, I gotta say, this lemonade stand was a really good idea. It's selling really well.
That's because it has my secret ingredient in it, vodka.
You know what we should do? You know what we should do? We should just get on our bikes and just go. Just go and start a business.
You know, I never told anyone this, but you're so good at cursive.
How many different ways do your kids try to get drunk? So you need to know this because you got a little one.
I do.
And so these are five different ways. This is, by the way, this is from All Wine Aside, another podcast on the Trending Topics Network.
Oh, we've spoken about them before, haven't we?
Well, last week. So thank you, Charlie, for sending us this. We liked it. We went ahead and picked it up. So this is from abcnews.go.com. Five shocking ways your kids try to get drunk. So it's got a bunch of really 2020 story here. I don't care about the 2020 story. I just want to talk about the different ways your kids get drunk. So you want to save the first one for last?
No, I'd rather get the first one out of the way with, to be quite honest.
All right. Vodka tampon. Ant, what do you think about that first one?
Holy fuck. Vodka tampon.
It's not a punk rock band. Rather, use of vodka-soaked tampons inserted vaginally to get drunk faster without having booze on your breath. It's known as slimming. I just threw up a little bit in my mouth. The rumor vetting website Snopes concluded it was false, but November 2011, reported by Phoenix, included interviews with a police officer and doctor who said that they had witnessed the case of it. The KPHO reported echoed far and wide through the global media, including the Colbert Report, that doubtless made many young people try it.
Right. So that's basically you dip in vodka into a tampon.
Yeah, you put vodka. Right? Yeah, you did. So like you dip a tampon in vodka.
And then you
shove it up your vagina.
And you shove it up your cunt.
Yep. And then that supposedly gets you drunk faster, but it also you can pass a breathalyzer test.
Bollocks.
That's what it says.
How are you supposed to get drunk?
It goes through the bloodstream. You ever heard that? So like if you can actually do a shot in your butthole.
Yeah, but it will if it's in your bloodstream, it will come up on a fucking test.
It'll come up on a test, but it won't come up on a breathalyzer.
Of course it will come up on a breathalyzer.
No, it won't come up on a breathalyzer because it's not coming out of your breath. It's not coming out of your mouth. It's not coming out of your mouth glands or your secretion glands up top, I guess. I don't know.
I disagree.
But
I reckon.
But this is the thing. This is the thing. We're not talking about.
It's in your bloodstream. It's in your bloodstream.
But we're not talking about police here. We're talking about parents because these are underage kids. So
underage, why have they got tampons?
Well, 14-year-olds have tampons. 12-year-olds have tampons.
Don't want to know.
Yeah, exactly. Some of them say it's a trend. Some of them have posted videos stating it burns. It's a phrase many of the videos share.
No shit.
Anal insertion is an alternative, even recommended option, according to the news reports, people on YouTube videos, and commenters on the videos. In the KPHO report, Officer Chris Thomas, noted, this is identifiably not just girls. Guys will also use it and they'll insert it in
their ass.
Yep, which leads to number two. Yep.
What is wrong with these kids today? I fucking didn't do shit like that.
What are you, the old man? All of a sudden, get off my lawn.
I'll tell you what I used to do.
Yep.
Right? Mm-hmm. And I'll speak for my whole generation on this. Used to go down to a shop,
okay.
Find someone that was 18, usually someone else's brother.
Oh, I forgot, your drinking age, 18, isn't it?
18.
Ours is 21. 18.
Yours is 21.
Yeah,
so,
21.
So we're very lucky because we were like 15, and if you get like the bigger kids, like you're around your age, I'd never get away with it. But I used to send my mate Carl or my mate Tony in to go get the booze because they looked like 18.
They looked older. Free. Gotcha.
So send them in, cider, but really cheap, horrible cider, right? Down that, and then you're smashed, right?
Yep.
Down, you smashed. There was also a drink called Mad Dog 2020. I think you've got it over there.
We do. We do.
About it.
Yep.
40
One
time. All right. Check this out. I was probably about 14, and a bit of wine for the working man. I'll be on all wine aside one day.
Swig a Jack for the working man.
But anyway, so yeah, so I found a tramp. All right, and I said to this tramp, I said, right, you go in there, buy me a bottle of Mad Dog 2020, and I'll share it with you. So
you did not.
I shared the bottle of Mad Dog 2020 with a tramp.
That's so gross.
I know.
Did she blow you at least?
Oh, I don't know.
She blew you. Totally sucked your dick. Well, variation on beer pong, also known as beer pong enemas or butt chug. This is a rectal use of a beer bong, a funnel connected to a clear plastic tube with the effect of high pressure flow of beer. The stunt shown in Jackass depicted it, and many teens try it at home. The proof is in numerous videos on YouTube. So you ever want to stick a bottle of fucking beer in your ass? I never thought about this when I was a kid. I never thought about putting beer in my asshole.
I never put anything up my ass when I was a kid.
But you know, there's so many.
Now I'm an adult. It's different.
I know. Now it's been through the ringer. That's so many things. Has so many fucking things up your ass.
Nothing went up my bum.
I know. Because you know, like at the end of your rectum, there's like a ton of blood vessels there, and it just sucks up whatever is inserted into your ass. Like whatever liquid is inserted into your ass, it sucks it up, man. It does. It just sucks it up. They get so drunk. Like you get more drunk. And I know this for a fact because Howard Stern tried this on his show, butt chugging. So he allowed one of his staff members to butt chug compared to another one that was just straight up drinking. And you get buzzed quicker butt chugging than you do straight up drinking because it takes less time to get to your blood system.
Well, I disagree. But, you know.
Look it up, man. I'm telling you,
but
it's true.
What's the difference between going up your ass or going straight down your throat?
Going straight down your throat doesn't. It goes down your throat into your stomach, and your stomach has to absorb it.
But are we talking,
and then go
like,
into
we're
your
talking
bloodstream.
Like seconds, aren't we? Seconds difference.
I don't think so. I think it's more than that. More than that.
I don't really know the facts, but
I'm pretty sure it's more
than
that.
Have you ever had like beer bongs?
Yeah. I've done beer bongs, but not up my asshole.
No, not on the ass. But I'll tell you what, I'm pretty shit hot at the old beer bongs. I can even do Frank the Tank movements after I've had them.
Can you?
I'm proper good at the old beer bongs.
Yeah, so am I. Use a good old Miller High Life. Yeah. The champagne of beers. Oh, yeah.
Miller.
Some beer bongs. Yeah.
Okay, Miller.
Boozy bears. You guessed it. Boozy soaked gummy bears. They're also called drunk gummies and rummy bears. I've done this
Everyone's
before,
done
too.
This, haven't they?
Yep. In November 2011, Florida health officials warned schools about students, some as young as middle schoolers, soaking gummy candy and alcohol and bringing it to school to enjoy under teachers' noses. The candy with the kick has been recorded in, reported in New York and Nebraska as well. Debbie McIntyre, executive director of Lake County, Florida, Safe Climate Coalition, a nonprofit targeting youth substance abuse, and said that gummy worms work best. Gummy worms work best, evidently.
Gummy worms.
You lay a couple of them in the bottom of a pan, the alcohol is gone by the morning. They are long and skinny, and they actually plump up quite big, she says.
So a bit like my cock.
Yeah. Long and skinny, not thick and hard.
No, but they plump up quite big.
Plump up quite big, yeah.
But no, everyone does.
Yeah.
You got to do jelly, ain't you?
Yeah.
It's jelly's the one. Bit of vodka in the jelly. Vodka jellies. Everyone does vodka jellies when you're a kid. I'll tell you a little story that my mum knows about this, so it's all good. But she had, have you ever heard like crystal with sherry in it?
No, crystal
or like
sherry.
Port. So there's like a crystal decanter.
Oh, yes. Okay, yeah. Okay, gotcha.
So my mum had this fucking decanter, right? It's worth quite a lot of money, with loads of crystal glasses all around it. Now, the boys come around my house, and I got completely fucking blotted on this port that was in. It's quite expensive port as well that was in it. And obviously, you know, because we were blottoed, we were spilling it everywhere. And obviously, some of the drink got on the bottom of the decanter.
Okay.
And this is a really expensive decanter.
Really expensive. Okay.
And I just put it back down and I filled it up with like fucking Ribena or something. I filled it up with something else, like water and stuff.
Yeah, something
like
something to clean it up.
Just to replace what I drunk.
Yeah, okay.
But anyway, so it was close to Christmas time. Mum was like, "Oh, I really fancy a little port." So she walks over to this decanter. She picks it up and the whole tray, cuz the bottom of the decanter was stuck to the tray, and the whole crystal thing just went smashed everywhere. And she straight away looks at me, straight away. You know, I've got a brother that's 3 years older, remember? But no, look straight at me. You've been drinking out of that, haven't you? Bollocks.
She knows better.
And yeah, it was me, Mum, so there you go.
There you go, you just confessed. 50 years later.
Oi! You cheeky bastard.
Eyeball shots, aunt. Just Google it, it says.
Ooh,
this may be the extreme of the extreme, but YouTube videos are proof that a few young drinkers are out there pouring liquor into their eye sockets. Oh my fucking God. Corian Zalkaeus, 32, wrote... Yeah, I nailed that. 32 wrote a best-selling memoir, Smashed, about her years as a high school and college binge drinker. And in 2010, she followed it with another book titled Fury. Quote, "The few people I've managed to find who have done eyeball shots said it feels like you're going blind," she said. That's not the only concern. The delicate tissue in the vagina, anus, and eyeballs absorb alcohol much more readily than regular skin does, said Rebecca Williams, a research associate at the University of North Carolina, who studied youth access to alcohol.
What? Good job.
When it comes to vodka tampons, alcohol enemas, or eyeball shots, there are concerns, however, how easy it can be to overdose and end up with alcohol poisoning.
Yeah,
eyeball shots?
It's very popular over here.
Is it really?
Yeah, it was on some bullshit movie. Harry Enfield, a comedian over here, done a film called something Kenny and Perry Go Large or something. Kevin and Perry Go Large. And they done it. Reese Evans played a part of Eyeball Paul, and he used to drink vodka shots for his eyeball. And after that came out, it sort of started getting quite popular that people were fucking drinking shots of vodka.
I can't even imagine doing that with my eyeball, dude.
Oh, fuck that, man.
I don't even
like putting eyewash in my eyes.
I know, dude. I can't put eyewash in my eyes. The funny thing is, this is funny about me. I can put contacts in my eyes. I can't put eye drops in my eyes. Like it's the whole idea of putting any water in my eyes drives me I'm already tearing up just thinking about it. Oh my goodness. No.
Yeah, no.
I don't need to get that drunk.
No.
I'm good. I'll just do a regular shot.
But yeah. Especially now I drink wine. I ain't fucking tipping wine in my eyes, am I?
Yeah. Oh my God, I have a purple eye in the morning. Look like you get punched in the face. Number 5 is probably the worst, aunt. Hand sanitizer. Moreover, cough syrup. In March In March, six California teens were hospitalized with alcohol poisoning from drinking hand sanitizer.
Now, I don't get this. So are they just drinking the hand sanitizer?
I think they are. Quote, this is a rapidly emerging trend, Dr. Cyrus Reagan, a medical... Dr. Cyrus Reagan.
Wow, that's a cool name.
Rangan, a medical toxicity... toxicological consultant for Children Hospital Los Angeles said
Dr. Cyrus in toxicology. That's right. It's cool.
I said at the news conference a few weeks later, about 2,600 cases have been reported in California. You know, everything since 2010, everything they do in California is just cooler. It is not just a localized to us, Helen.
It's not cooler, it's just more bronze.
It's not just localized to us, Helen Arbogast. Prevention coordinator and the trauma program at Children's Hospital Los Angeles told ABC News. Since 2009, we can also see on YouTube, it's in all regions of the county.
Country.
Thank you. Country. I just got that word. Anyway. Country. Liquid hand sanitizer is 62% to 65% ethyl alcohol or ethanol, the main ingredient in beer, wine, and spirits, making it 120 proof. Most vodka is only 80 proof.
Well, I've got some rum in
my... Oh, my God.
I got some rum, which is 110 proof. So
It only takes a few swallows to get a person to get the intoxication effect of alcohol.
But what about barbecue?
Barbecue what?
Oh, what'd you put on barbecues?
Put on barbecues
to light them. You put ethanol on it.
Yeah, but it burns off.
Not if you drink it.
Why would you? Oh my God! Why would you drink
that? Because it's ethanol.
Don't drink that. Don't drink that. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. This is that bad. This is that fucking bad. Not to mention your mouth. So, oh my God! It's gonna ruin your mouth. Oh.
This is just a very slightly watered down version of barbecue fluid. Don't fucking drink it, you retards.
Don't do it, man. The Distilled Spirits Council and Alcohol Industry Trade Group told ABC News in a segment that the industry is totally opposed to underage drinking and says the industry spends millions each year fighting it. The industry acknowledges that the underage drinking is a serious social problem, but it says progress has been made, pointing to a recent U.S. government data, including the latest study from the Department of Health Services, which shows a decrease in more than 10% in underage drinking over the past 10 years.
Have you got a problem with drinking? Not as much as Britain's got a problem with drinking.
Underage drinking?
Yeah.
It's probably prevalent in a lot of states. I don't know. I don't know anything about the statistics in it or whatever. But it's probably
is. It's horrible, man.
It is bad. It's bad.
It's really, really bad. But you know, it's part of growing up to me. You know, I went through it, so it's just what it is.
I've been drinking a lot more lately. As far as like. You know, I think I've been drinking a lot more lately since I moved here because I really don't have a much of a social life here.
Oh, bless his little cotton socks.
Cotton socks. Sound like my friend Rachel. But I would say I don't like my family drinks. There's some nights we drink, some nights we don't drink. It depends on what's going on, how we all feel. I mean, it all depends. Some nights I'll have one. Some nights I'll have none.
See, I like a good drink.
Yeah,
but
me too.
I have to. My problem is knowing when to stop. You know.
Yep.
For instance, I've destroyed a WrestleCast before.
Yeah. You did destroy a WrestleCast
because I didn't know when to stop.
Yep.
You know, I recorded this at normal time, and then 6 hours later, I'm doing that show still drinking.
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm pretty good at when I know to stop. I don't drink during the day. I don't drink at weird times. I have been known to go to lunch.
Have you ever had a drink on your own?
Yeah, I drink on my own all the time.
Yeah, I don't mean like because I'm on my own and I'm drinking, but I'm talking to you.
No, I drink on my own. If I didn't drink on my own, I would never drink. I live alone. I don't need you. You don't need to bless me. I live on my own. A lot of people live on their own.
Yeah, but you can go to a pub, mate. You've got friends.
I don't have a pub. I don't have any friends here that I can drink with.
Make some. Go to Dragon Con, dress as a dragon.
If I go to Dragon Con, I'm just going to go with my friends.
Yeah, well, make some new friends that live closer to you, not the fucking 100 miles away in Atlanta.
I'm good. I don't need any new friends. I met you. I drink with you all the time.
Well, yeah, but, you know, I'm sitting in a house in Cambridgeshire.
Yeah, well, I'm sitting in a house in
8,000 miles Atlanta. Away.
Yeah. Well, cheers, mate.
Cheers, yeah. All wine aside, I'm drinking my wine.
Yeah.
And ladies, I'm not drinking Chateau Neuf de Pape tonight, but you do need to try some Chateau Neuf de Pape if you haven't. Tonight, I'm drinking Réserve de Tigres, which is Madiran, which I've never had before.
I normally drink Yellowtail Merlot.
See, I'm a Merlot guy.
Mm-hmm.
I like full-bodied wine. Mm-hmm. I like full-bodied wine. That's why I like Chateau Neuf de Pape so much, but it is quite expensive.
Well, while we're talking about all wine aside, let's get into the next story.
Let's talk about sex, baby.
Let's talk about you and me.
Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that make me.
Let's talk about sex.
Let's talk about sex.
That goes out to you, all wine aside. Yeah.
That's not from me.
I'm taken. Surprising ways to have orgasm without having sex.
Oh.
That was it. That was you done.
Yeah.
This is as long as it took for you.
What's your cum face look like?
I don't really have a cum face. I don't think I do. It's been a long time since I had sex.
Mine looks like I'm gurning.
Does it?
Yeah.
I know I curl my toes. If I have a really good orgasm,
you'll curl your toes.
I know, yeah. I curl my toes. I fucking curl them bitches, man.
Yeah, no, I'm just
fact
like right there. Like a
fact. Are you really? Yeah, honestly, it all depends if I'm like, does your orgasm phase change if you come in the woman or you come outside the woman? It changes, right? It's different.
Yeah.
Like
the one inside the woman is more of a...
Oh, it's more of a... Yeah. Yeah, it's more of an animalistic thing, right?
It's just like
it's definitely more of an animalistic thing.
I look like, you know, one of them tortoises. If you ever go on YouTube, watch a tortoise having sex and they go...
Something like that.
That's me.
I'm really quiet when I have an orgasm. It's really weird. Like, I'm really quiet. I don't say a lot. I try to be a little bit more loud, but I don't really actually say a lot.
Do you talk dirty when you're having sex?
I do talk dirty. I do.
Do you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Listen
to how much bullshit I talk on this fucking show. Why wouldn't I talk dirty?
What sort of things do you say?
I'm not going into that right now. No.
Come on.
You want to talk about sex? We can talk about it in a minute.
No. I want to know what you say.
Anything that they like. I get my boundaries.
So I'm going to do your washing up later.
Yeah, I'm going to clean for you later. Oh, yeah.
That hoovering's going to get hoovered.
It all depends on what they like. My ex, my last girlfriend, she really liked the whole, you know, we set parameters. Nothing could be direct. Like, yeah, you're a fucking whore. Nothing like that.
Well, you know,
but was it
50 Shades of Grey sort of esque?
Yeah, we've done some 50 Shades of Grey sort of stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Which came out this week. You're going to see that?
I'm not going to see that fucking abortion of a movie. Hell no.
I don't think there was an abortion on it.
It should have been, because it should have never been made. I heard it was awful, and it's not an accurate portrayal of a true BDSM relationship.
It is a movie. I don't think Police Academy is a true reflection of police academies.
That's true. No. That's very true. It's very true. But it gives the regular the non initiated into the BDSM community, it gives them an idea of what those relationships are like. Therefore, it adds an even more of a stereotype to that type of relationship. And I don't agree with that, because if you've ever been part of any type of BDSM, see, now you got me on a fucking tangent. If you've ever been part of any type of BDSM relationship, it is a very equal, open communication relationship. You have to have constant communication using your body language, your eyes, your face, your words, everything.
What was your safe word?
I didn't have a safe word.
I thought that if you was into BDSM, you had to have like a little safe word.
Yes, if you're into that type of BDSM, you have to have a safe word, yes. I'm not into that type of BDSM, but I am into more of a power play BDSM than I am into like tying someone up and flogging them for 5 hours. That doesn't happen to me, is what I'm trying to say to you.
But you'd like it, though. You'd like
no,
to be flogged.
No, I don't want to be flogged, and what the fuck? Stop projecting on me.
You just want to do the story, but I'm trying to make you wait.
Look, okay, this is what it comes down to. I do have experience in the BDSM community, okay? Mm-hmm. I enjoy a lot of that stuff a lot, very much.
Was it with Tim?
No, it wasn't with Tim, asshole. I enjoy a lot of it a good amount of time. I just didn't get that far into it. Like, I don't know the ins and out, but I do know what the type of relationships they have.
It does nothing for me. It does nothing for me. I don't mind being tied up.
I don't like being tied up either.
No, I don't mind being tied up. Like my hands. I don't mind my hands being tied up.
I'm a very dominant person. I don't like to be tied up.
Oh, you're a dominant.
I'm not a top, asshole. I'm a dom. I'm a dom, not a top. Jesus Christ. Again.
All right, let's actually do the story
God,
then.
You're such a fucking asshole. I hate you so much. Do you have this up? I don't want to read this. You read this.
I don't have it up, so I haven't got it up yet. Not especially after fucking listening to you.
I'm gonna send you the link.
Jesus Christ. Okay, so this story sort of shows us how surprising ways to have an orgasm without having sex. The first one is yogurism. Yoga requires a lot of clenching and hold positions, which can cause genital stimulation and, in some cases, orgasm.
You do yoga?
I've never been to a yoga class, but now I've started getting back to fit again. Mm-hmm. I was speaking to my mate about it the other day, and he says, "Nah, it's a load of old shit." But what? I wanted to do Pilates.
I don't know if I would do Pilates. I do DDP yoga.
Oh yeah, you like a Diamond Dallas Page?
Yep.
Any good?
It's a lot of clenching. I will say that, and hold positions. It's
expensive.
Really,
it's like $8.
It is. Yeah, I did pay for it. It's really difficult when you get down to it. It really is hard. I will legitimately say he surprised me how hard it is.
that's a sound clip.
Oh, that's not good.
That's a sound clip. Let's move on. That's all we need to say on that one.
All right, what's the next one?
Nocturnal orgasms. Right, blood flow to the vagina increases during REM sleep. Really? At least women don't have wet dreams unless they're a squirter. So that's basically saying that's fucking someone while they're asleep.
The best time to have an orgasm, the best time for your woman to have sex is actually while she's waking up, when she wakes up.
No. It says blood flow to the vagina increases during REM sleep.
Yeah, REM sleep.
Yeah, which is pretty deep.
Yeah, that's your deepest sleep. So the best time to do it is...
They're purely asleep. So what this fucking thing's saying is, fuck your missus while she's massively asleep.
Yeah, pretty much. That's what it says.
That could be accounted for rape. But...
Depends if your missus is okay with it. I told you, ex was...
You got a pre-warner, like, you know...
No, we had told you...
sleep tonight.
I told you. We had a rule. If you're horny and the other person's in the house, you're more than welcome to wake them up and have sex.
Yeah, but that's waking them up.
Well,
this is doing it while they're in REM sleep.
You can't do it while they're in... They're obviously going to wake up if you're fucking them.
Well, that's what it said, so... Anyway, number three is orgasms during exercise. Clenching and tightening can affect your genitals the same way as sex, and you just have an orgasm.
You just may have an orgasm.
Mate, the amount of fucking things that you get wrong, and I don't say anything...
No, I just want to say may. May is kind of an important word in that sentence.
It is, but all right, I'm going to every time now for the next 2 years, I'm going to shit on everything you say because you're a fucking retard when it comes to reading.
We're going
to
do this show for 2 years.
I reckon we will.
I guess so. I guess we just assigned ourselves to it. Huh?
And you just may have an orgasm. Just don't moan too loud, or at least hide it with the dropping of a heavy weight. Ah!
I have heard about guys having orgasms in a gym. Have you? Like
I've
those
got
big
a boner
old.
In gym for.
You what?
I've got a boner.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you got a lot of testosterone flowing. Yeah, I'd assume somebody would get a boner eventually.
I got a boner in the gym once.
But I've heard those like big, huge, muscle bound motherfuckers. I heard that, like a good, like Arnold Schwarzenegger says, you know, you pump, it's like coming, and you go home, it's like coming, and you come at home, and then you remember that famous clip from Pumping Iron?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, but yeah.
I'm coming twice a day. And I come in the maid.
I got my boner on the exercise bike. Now, no, because my arms were out, but the legs were going quite high.
Did it have a dildo on it?
It didn't fucking have a dildo on it. But my legs kept rubbing because I play rugby.
Yeah,
so
I got
rugby thighs. Now, when my legs go up and down on a bicycle, it rubs me balls. And I've got huge balls, right? Ask anyone I know.
Do you really
my
have big balls?
Balls are massive.
Do you really have big balls?
They are massive. They're like Kinder eggs. I don't think you get Kinder eggs over there, but they're like eggs.
Yeah. All right. Right, that's pretty big they're balls, man.
Big balls, right? Got big balls. So when I'm going up and down, it's rubbing me balls, isn't it? My big fat legs and me big balls, and I started to grow. Now there was in front of me was another exercise bike, but it was like a sit down exercise bike.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I'm up. And the person in front of me was down, but she was an 80-year-old woman. So here I am getting a boner.
You got a boner to an 80-year-old chick.
And I'm like, it's not you, love. It's not honest. Yeah, but yeah.
Oh, did you have like tight shorts on?
I don't wear tight shorts. I don't do tight shorts.
It's hard to go on.
I'm reserved. What are you on about?
It's hard to work out in a fucking gym. That's why I don't go to the gym. It's hard to work out in a gym. You got a bunch of hot looking girls walking around there in tight clothing.
See, I used to go when no one was in. So
I tried to do that. I could never do it. My gym was too busy. And then I quit. I just fucking quit that bitch. I was like, I forget it. I don't have time for this shit. I'd just rather go down to the street and run or not do anything at all.
Well, that's it. Just run. Yeah, anyway, right, let's move on to the next one. Next one is nipplegasm.
Yeah, I have something to say about this one. Go ahead.
Some women can orgasm just from nipple stimulation. Blood flow to the vagina increases and causes the same type of contractions as digital stimulation of the clitoris can bring. Man, I'm now on 3/4 of a bottle of wine, and reading is not my forte after 3/4 of a bottle of wine.
So I got two things to say. One, I always had a problem with my ex's nipples. Like, she was really sensitive on the nipples, but she still liked me to play with her nipples, but I guess I was too rough on her nipples, okay. Which was really sucky. I always tried to improve upon that, towards the end, I got better and better and better. Because, you know, every girl's different, just like every guy's different. The other thing is, I don't like my nipples to be played with.
I've got big nipples. I hate my nipples. I'd like to have, if I could, I'd have an operation on my nipples.
Do you have silver dollar nipples?
I'd say
you got flapjacks, buddy.
If someone said to me, right, and you can change one part about you, that'd be the thing. Well, it's not funny, is it, cunt?
Oh my god, I'm crying.
So when I'm at the beach or something, I put a little bit of water. I splash water on me, so they get erect. They look all right when they're erect. But if they're not erect, they look like fucking space dishes. I hate my nipples. I'd love to change. That's the one part about me that I'd want to change. The rest of me is fucking gorgeous, but that my nipples are not good, man. They're not good.
I have very good nipples. Unfortunately, if you look lower than nipples, I'm fucked.
See, the whole time saying that, I've just been rubbing my nipples and now they're erect.
And they look fantastic.
They look amazing now. 10 minutes time, they're going to look like shit.
Yeah, I don't don't touch my nipples. I tell all my girlfriends, sexual partners, all of them, I'm like, just don't touch them. I don't like to be touched. They're too sensitive. I don't, just fuck off with them. I don't like to, just don't touch them.
See, I'm like that with my feet. You can't touch my feet because that's ultra sensitive.
That brings us into the next one, eh? Go ahead.
Does it? Yeah. Oh yeah, it does actually. Oh, that was good. Okay, foot orgasm. There are guys with foot fetishes, and some women can actually orgasm from the stimulation. So there you go. Yeah, I hate it. You cannot touch my feet. If someone even touches my foot, I sort of do like a flinch and it sort of kicks them. You know, I just like sort of kick out a little bit. The only person, ironically, can sort of touch my feet is Lola May, my daughter.
Oh,
so.
Yeah, okay. I understand. I get that.
Everyone else can't. It literally really freaks me out.
I have the same thing with my sister. Don't touch my feet. Don't touch. My sister thinks the same way I do on this thing. Don't fucking touch my feet. I don't want to touch your feet. Feet are fucking gross. They're disgusting. I don't need it. I don't want it. No, don't put your feet on me. It's gross. Feet have no place in sex whatsoever. None. It's disgusting.
Yeah, they're just down the bottom there doing nothing. Gross. Just leave them alone.
Just leave them alone. Please leave them alone.
Just leave them alone. Let's move on. Right. And again, I've had almost 3/4 of a bottle of wine, so this is going to be difficult.
Yeah, I love this one.
Number six is autonomous sensory meridian response. Did I
nail that? You nailed that. Seriously, straight up. We're not really going to say we nailed that when we fucked it up, but seriously, he nailed it.
Okay. There are people who can orgasm just from getting a haircut, applying makeup, brushing your teeth. It takes place in your head, but it feels ever so real.
Wow.
Now,
I've never heard of this before.
I'll tell you what, though.
Uh-oh. Here we go.
No. Being serious, when I get a haircut, you know when they sort of like touch your neck and that?
Yeah.
It does feel really nice. Like, yeah. I'm like, mmm. I don't get a boner or nothing, just but I'm like, nice. But I've never applied makeup, so I wouldn't know what that means. And brushing my teeth, well, that's just mundane, isn't it?
Can I touch your hair, Aunt? Ken Kniff wants to touch your hair.
All right, Randy.
All right, next one.
Yeah. Okay, so the seventh and last one that we got is laborgasms. Okay, so it seems that, this is the first time I've read this. I'll fuck off. Seems the pushing and contractions can stimulate an orgasm if you can get past all that pain.
I have heard of that before.
Yeah, but for fuck's sake, I don't think the woman... I'm reckoning a man's written this, because... okay, you get an orgasm, whatever. But I don't think that a woman's front of their mind is, oh, this is good. I think they're thinking, I'm in horrific pain, get this baby out of my flage, please.
Yeah, I would assume the same. But I have heard of this before. I have heard that some women do have orgasms while they're giving birth. I have heard that before.
Yeah, but you know, come
on. I know, it's do you think it's gross, or do you think it's like...
No, I just think it's silly that it's even a thing, you know. If all right, let's put it this way. You're fighting Mike Tyson.
Yeah, okay.
And he's punching you in the face. You're just standing there. You're in the corner of the ropes. Mm-hmm. He's punching you in the face.
Punching you as hard as he can.
So you're cry wanking in the corner. now, does that sensation feel good to you?
It's not like that. It's not similar. No, it's not similar. It's not. That's
what do you
not
mean
even
it's not similar?
No. Let's say you're not wanking, okay? Let's say you're not wanking at all.
What do you mean? Not wanking. You're having an orgasm.
Well, hang on. Let's say you have a boner, okay?
Yeah.
You have a full-on boner.
You're still getting hard like steel.
It's like steel. You're still getting punched by Mike Tyson, but instead of feeling... Well, you feel the pain, but you also feel good at it, too. You also feel good, and you have an orgasm.
But why would getting punched in the face feel good?
Well, some people get off on that stuff. It's the same thing.
No one gets off on having a baby.
Yeah, some people do. No, it's not that they get off on it. It's that their body reacts to the pain to try to counteract the pain of it. And it comes out, sometimes it comes out as you feel like you've had an orgasm, or you feel like you're having an orgasm.
I think we're two men that don't know what the fuck we're talking about.
I would probably agree with that as well.
maybe. So girls, Mike Tyson having a wank, is that a fair reflection?
Mike Tyson having a wank? You mean you're having a wank while Mike Tyson is beating your ass? Is that the same thing as labor?
Now I've got a vision of Mike Tyson wanking.
Yep. Oh, it feels good. It feels
with
good.
This big old fucking punching.
Let's move on.
Somebody tell us if that's the same thing.
Okay, guys, so our next story, well, it's not even a story, it's a list. And for all the gents out there, you know, we have the all wine aside, you know, and they talk about vaginas and periods and things. Well, let's talk... Sorry, girls. But anyway, let's talk about men's stuff for a change on the Trending Topics Network, okay? Yep. And let's talk about things that 50 men... Fucking wine, I tell you. I've had too much wine inside me.
Yep. Anyway. There's no wine aside of Ant because he drank it all.
Yes, sir. But let's talk about the 50 things that all men should know how to do or should know about.
We're gonna go through these pretty quick. So
we're gonna go through these pretty quick. Fucking hell, Jesus Christ.
I'm drinking Jack, you're drinking wine, and you're more fucked up than I am.
So, anyway, let's go through these pretty quick because there is 50 of them.
Yep.
wedding anniversary date? You're not married, so you haven't got a clue.
I'm pretty good at anniversary dates. Although my ex and I, we did disagree on our anniversary. I thought it was the first time we fucked, and she thought it was the first date we had. So there you go.
Dear. Never mind. Well,
what about you? You good at it?
I know my anniversary is St. George's Day, so it's very easy for me.
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
Right. So number two. When a woman says, I'm fine, she's not.
She's not.
We all agree with that.
She's not fine. Nope.
She is not fucking fine.
Nope.
We
find
that.
Out what is going on, because she is not okay.
I'm fine now. Oh, I'm fine now. Yeah, fuck off. You're not. Number three, how to change a light bulb. We all men know how to change a light bulb, surely.
It's the most embarrassing thing I ever heard in my life.
Like, well, it's fucking easy, isn't it?
Yeah, you just unscrew it and screw it back in. It's just like fucking. I don't understand what the problem is. Whatever.
Right. I've just got to stop it for a second, because... No, every time I go through these, when I say the question, I always look to my left like I'm asking someone. Do you ever do that on a podcast?
I'm right. Yeah, I do. I look to the right, though.
You look to the right.
Yeah, I look to the right.
Looking,
you look to
I'm
the
looking
left.
To the left, looking for an imaginary you.
I'm looking for an imaginary
you. All I'm getting is Peppa Pig's fucking face, so let's move on.
All
right. So number four, when to accept defeat and apologize. No. I can't do that one. I don't ever accept defeat.
I've learned this. I've learned this. It was a hard lesson to learn, but I've learned this. When to accept defeat. So, Wayne, I apologize.
On that note, number five. The year England won the World Cup. So this is obviously from a British newspaper.
Obviously from... I have no idea when England won the World Cup. I know it was a long time ago.
Have a guess.
1964.
Oh, you're so close.
Was I really? 62?
No, 60. Go the other way, 2 years.
Oh, 1968.
Wow, you are some sort of mathematician retard.
What?
I said go the other way, 2 years, and you went jump.
Oh, 2 years. Oh, that's right. It's
1966.
I thought it was four for some reason. I'm sorry.
So number six, anyway, your partner's favorite drink. Oh, yep. Mine, Amy's is rum and coke. She loves a rum and coke, but she does love a wine with me as well. So
all depends on what type of mood she's in.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Number six, can you give a confident handshake?
Fuck yeah.
I think all men do, don't they?
Yeah. It's a nice. It's not too hard, but it's not too soft, and it's your wrist is straight.
Hard handshakes just drive me mad.
Oh, insane!
What are you even trying to achieve?
He's trying to change. He's got a bigger dick than you, but obviously he doesn't.
Yeah,
he's trying
and
to
he has.
Crush your hand. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, just a very gentle handshake. Be be British about this thing.
Yes.
Anyway, number eight. The difference between ale and lager. Well, all men know that, don't they?
Fuck yeah.
I think all men know the difference between ale and lager.
You know the difference between ale and lager? Go down to your local pub, get an ale, get a lager, drink it.
Yeah. Anyway, number nine, wet shave correctly. We can all wet shave, can't we?
I shave in the shower.
Well, that is a wet shaver.
Yeah, exactly.
Number 10. The right amount of aftershave. Now, I disagree on this because I've met men who have fucking way too much aftershave.
Oh, my God, yes. I don't wear any aftershave.
See, I do a 4-4 squirt system.
Oh, do you?
So when I'm out the shower, I do squirt, squirt on my face, squirt, squirt in my hand, then rub it on my face.
Oh.
And then when I'm dressed, do a squirt, squirt on my chest, squirt, squirt on my balls. There's my eight squirts.
Do you think you need that much squirts?
I think that's the right amount of squirts.
Okay, all right.
Because I don't do like aftershave that's really overpowering.
I don't wear any aftershave.
You know, the aftershave I wear is quite sweet aftershave. It's not crazily intense.
It's not that stingy stuff.
No,
that,
it's
that
not
old
like
man
that,
aftershave.
Oh yeah, like Old Spice or something like that. Ugh. But anyway, right, let's move on.
All right.
Do you know how to change a fuse?
Yes.
Do you know what Earth is?
Do I know what Earth is?
Yeah, what's Earth?
We're standing on it. Well, I'm sitting on it right now in a chair. Yes, I know what Earth is.
What's the color of Earth on a fuse? What on a plug? Can you change a plug?
Are you change a plug like in a wall?
Yeah, change a plug.
Ground is green. Yes. You talking about the ground? You talking about a ground? Earth, ground, green, right? Yes.
Is Earth brown?
Earth is brown. Yes, like the actual Earth is brown. For us, it's green, Ant.
No, I'm talking about the actual plug.
Yeah, for our plugs are different than yours. Yes, ours is green. Our ground is green, which we call it ground. We don't call it Earth. We call it ground. Our ground is green.
A ground and an Earth.
No, no. Ground and Earth is the same thing over here.
What? Okay.
If you say Earth, you say Earth. I'm assuming it's the ground. It's ground, right? Because you have a positive and a negative in ground, right?
Yeah.
What are you yelling about? I know when you're being fucking. I know when you're being fucking. I know when you're being a dick. So tell me what the fuck you're talking
anyway,
about.
Anyway, do you do the laundry?
Yes, I do the laundry. I want to go back to the fuse.
No, fuck the fuse. Blow the fuse. All right, blow
fine.
The fuse.
Yeah, go ahead. Right? You blow
We've
the fuse.
We've got fucking 50
yes.
to get through.
Yes, I do the laundry. However, when usually when I have a girlfriend, I don't do the laundry.
Do you know how to put that up a shelf?
Yes.
Yes.
Find some studs, find some brackets, put a fucking shelf on it. There you go. Done deal.
It is another British one. Okay. Do you know the offside rule?
I know the offside rule.
Now, you like football, don't you?
I know the offside rule in soccer, yes.
So explain to me, American, explain to the British guy the offside rule.
Offside rule is when you pass, when you're a frontliner in soccer and you pass the defensive line in soccer. That's your offside. You're considered offside right there. Boom, done.
No, that's completely wrong.
All right, well, tell me what it is.
Okay, so if you're the last remaining defender.
Yeah.
Okay, last remaining defender. Mm-hmm. And the first attacking player is in front of the last remaining defender. Mm-hmm. And the ball's passed to that player.
Okay, gotcha.
That's offside.
Gotcha, all right.
Okay. Anyway, do you know how to fix a bike puncher?
Yes, I know how to build entire bikes from scratch.
Whoa, there you go.
it's
what
kind of in
fire?
My...
Do you know how to build a fire?
Fuck yes, I know how to build a fire. Kindling, starter... Match, all that good stuff.
Yeah,
fuck.
Pretty,
I mean, I'm a sprinter. I mean, you have to now, have little wood, time. Big wood, huge wood. I mean, it's all that. Yes, I built a huge fire last time I was at the cabin.
Did you carve the meat at Christmas time?
Yes, when I was with my ex and it was, you know, us and her boys or whatever.
That.
Yes, I carved meat. Normally my dad carves the meat, but yes.
Yeah, it's proper. That is the man of the house job.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Well, that's a little sexist, but okay.
No, it is though. No, it's like a barbecue.
Mm.
Always the men take over on the barbecue. It's like a natural thing.
That's true. Yeah. Well, for
and
not
me,
a natural thing. For us, it's the natural thing.
For us, it's a natural thing.
There you go.
And to me, the carving of the meat at like Christmas time and that, it, the men sort of like, no, it's my job.
Yeah, it's the same thing. Yeah, yeah. My dad does it. My dad does the turkey, does the ham, he does the whole thing. Yeah.
Do you polish shoes?
No, I don't.
You don't polish shoes?
Mm-mm, I don't. I don't have any shoes to polish.
You don't have any shoes?
No, I only have two pairs of dress shoes.
So you do have shoes?
I do have shoes, but they don't, no, I don't polish them, no.
Fuck yeah.
I've never polished shoes in my life.
Here's a big one. Do you know how to read a map?
Yes.
Everyone. All men know how to read a map. We can't read them that well, but we know how to fucking read
I would
read
disagree.
Them.
I think it's getting less and less.
Yeah, well, all sat-navs and things. Mm-hmm. What about basic DIY? Are you good at basic DIY?
Like, what's change like a,
like
a doorknob or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know. Yeah. Mm-hmm. My dad taught me all that stuff.
What about iron a shirt? Can you iron a shirt?
Yep, I can. I also, my first shirt I ever ironed, I ruined it.
Wow, this makes perfect.
Once you do that, you don't do it again.
Nope. What about tuna TV?
It really doesn't exist anymore, but yeah.
It doesn't exist anymore, but...
I know how to...
For our generation.
Yeah, I know how to tune a TV.
What about tie a tie?
I do not.
You don't know how to tie a tie?
I do not.
You ain't got one of them little fucking stringy things, have you?
I do not. Nope. I have real ties. I have to look up on the internet how to tie a tie every single time I want to tie a tie. It's one thing my dad never told us.
You sort of fucking Arabaster retard.
But no, I will tell you this, okay?
Yeah.
This is a really good picture. My brother... doesn't know how to tie a tie either. We're twins. My dad tied his tie for his wedding, which was actually a really cool picture. It was me, my dad, my brother, and he was tying. My dad was tying his tie. It was actually a really nice, sensitive picture, but, you know.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, I know. You don't care about that.
Not really.
I know.
Do you know how to fix a toilet?
I know how to fix anything on a toilet. I've fixed so many toilets with my dad. It's insane.
I fixed two today.
Did you really? Yeah. They're not that hard to fix. They look really complicated, but they're actually not.
No, they're fucking piece of piss.
Yeah, they are.
Well, this is an obvious one for men. Parallel parking.
Of course not a pair. Most cars will do it by themselves now.
Yeah, but women can't do it. And don't, women. Don't. No, don't.
That's at MC Vigilante on Twitter. That is MC Vigilante on Twitter.
Don't be arseholes about it. You can't. If you can honestly say to me, all right, send me a fucking video. Don't say, oh, you're an arsehole. I'm fucking, oh, compound our park. Fucking send me a picture. It's like Asian people and driving. They can't drive. Right? Women... Women look at Asian people and you'll say, they can't drive. Men look at women and go, they can't drive. So that's the way it is.
The views of MC Vigilante on Twitter is not the views of DSJMP Incorporated. Thank you.
I'm just saying. Fucking Asians aren't very good at driving and women ain't much better.
What does this next one mean?
It means something about his height. I don't... What does that mean?
Is he taller than you? Oh, is he supposed to know his own height?
How tall are you?
6 foot.
6 foot? Oh, you're a 6 footer.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, am I not... Do guys not know how tall they are?
I don't know how tall I am.
You say it all the time.
How tall am I then?
You're like 5'7".
Fuck you, you cunt.
Are you really?
No, I'm not 5'7".
What are you, 5'8"?
No.
5'4"?
I'd say I'm in between 5'9 and 5'10.
Oh, okay. 5'9 and 5'10.
But yeah, I don't really know how exactly tall I am.
I'm almost exactly... Like, I mean, come on. Giving a couple like centimeters here and there, it's not that big of a fucking deal. I'm like almost exactly 6 foot. I could... Some days I'm over, some days I'm under. What the fuck you want from me?
I'll say you're under.
Okay, anyway, fine. I'm under.
Do you not drive in snow?
I don't drive in snow very well. I have driven in snow, but I don't do it very well.
Do you know what? I've never done it because all we get in fucking Britain is drizzle. Rain. It's just fucking drizzle. It's just rain all year, every fucking year.
I'm supposed to be getting ice on Wednesday.
No, snow. Just fucking drizzle.
All right.
Wait, in Atlanta. Jesus.
Yeah.
In Georgia.
It's not good. It's not good.
Georgia.
Georgia.
Georgia on my mind.
We are not ready for that.
You're not ready for Ray Charles.
No, we're not. No, Ray Charles is dead. We're not ready for snow or ice, whichever one.
But anyway. You ain't. But
go ahead.
Okay. Here we go.
Oh, this is the one we were talking about earlier.
This is the one we were talking about earlier. What wires in plugs represent?
White is negative, black is positive, and green is ground.
Yeah, we have different color system.
There you go. What you guys get?
Brown.
This is ground.
Blue.
Which would make... I'm guessing here. I'm just having fun with you. Positive?
Yeah.
Okay. And then, what are you laughing at?
Because I don't know.
Then you just get done redoing your entire kitchen. You can't remember what's positive and what's negative. Jesus Christ. Why didn't you shock yourself to death? Fucking A.
And we have green and yellow.
I'm probably wrong about green and yellow too.
Yep, green and yellow.
Oh, that's right. You guys have that complicated wiring shit.
We do. It's quite complicated.
It's very
green and yellow, brown and blue.
I'm pretty sure we only. I could be completely wrong about this, but I'm pretty sure we only have white, black, and green. But black could
to
be.
Me, it, in all seriousness, it could be fucking red.
Yeah, I was about to say,
gray.
Black could be red honest, to me. God, black I could be red. So in other words, we don't know.
No, I'm fucking awful. Yeah. Don't listen to me. Even though I just changed the plug about one day ago. On the so if I die in the next it. 2 days, you'll know what did it. So all do you right. know how to introduce yourself properly to people?
Hi, I'm Devil Vamp. Nice to meet you.
Yeah, do you actually say that?
That I'm Devil Vamp?
I don't care about the Devil Vamp thing because obviously you don't like your name being.
Yes, that's correct. I don't like my name being out there. But yeah, I mean,
because
I know
because you've got some charges against you.
Sure, that's fine.
Things like that. So.
Hi, I'm such and such. Nice to meet you.
But no, I you know, I'm British, so
oh, it's a big deal.
I'm incredibly polite. I'll say hello, sir. Hello, madam. I'm Anthony Hayes. Pleasure to meet you. How's your day? You know, we're very polite. We're a polite nation.
Well, my buddy Mac throws a lot of parties at his either his cabin, his first birthday, all that stuff. I always end up meeting new people. So for me, it's not that big of a deal. I'm sure for a lot of Americans, it's a pretty big deal. But I can pretty much talk to anybody for at least a little while before I get bored and I just walk away.
Yeah, it's just politeness introducing yourself. So anyway,
oh, shit.
Do you know your parents' address?
No, I don't.
You don't?
I don't. I don't. I know some of it. I don't know all of it.
Really?
Yeah, really, I don't. I just don't. It's not one of those things that I applied to memory because I can either text them or call them.
The fact is that I lived at my parents' house that I know what it is. So anyway, No, here's another British one. Yeah. Weekend's football scores.
No, I don't look. I don't watch SportsCenter. I don't look at SportsCenter. And I'm applying that to American football. I don't know. I don't care.
Yeah, and I'm applying it to American football. Even I don't know the all actual American football scores. You know,
Yeah.
Do you know how to light a barbecue? We've spoken about this. All men know how to light a fucking barbecue.
It's just like making a fire. Fuck yeah, I know how to light a barbecue.
Men, fire. Men. We go.
We men. Yes. Yeah.
So when a woman says, do you want what? Do what? No.
This is written wrong. It's supposed to be. It's probably
when a
supposed
woman
to be,
says, do what you want,
yes.
Then.
Yeah, yeah.
Do not what you want.
No, don't do what you want.
Don't do.
Do whatever she wants to do.
Basically, what we're getting from this is do everything opposite of what a woman fucking says.
Yes, exactly.
So, do you know how to change your oil in a car?
Goddamn, I've been changing my oil. I've been changing oils in cars since I was fucking eight.
Eight?
Yes, eight.
Why eight?
My dad taught us how to change oils, cars, change spark plugs, fucking change tires. I know how to. I know how to take out a fucking exhaust system out of a car and replace it.
Why?
We did it in a. We did it in a parking lot one time.
I'm terrible at this sort of shit.
Are
and
you?
Amy does the oil in the car.
So you're better at home, like home stuff, than you are at like automotive stuff.
Basically, okay. Yeah, I'd say so.
Fair enough. I'm glad Amy does.
I passed my test very late. You got to see.
If Amy ever wants to marry someone, she's more than welcome to marry me because she sounds very useful.
She's quite useful.
That sounds awesome.
But I only passed my driving test at what 27?
What?
Yeah, 27, I passed my driving test.
Are you a retard?
No, I just didn't fucking do it. I had a friend called Nathan.
Yeah?
And he used to just drive me around.
Just drive you around everywhere, and you're just like, fuck it, I don't need a driver's seat.
Yeah, like when I had gigs all over the place and stuff, it was just like,
I'll take you, I'll go.
He'd take me about.
There's girls around, I'll go with you.
Otherwise, I'd just be in my hometown, just getting pissed with the boys.
Walking and riding a bike?
I just didn't need it. And public transport around here was pretty good. So.
I get that. See, public transport around here is shit. So, there you go.
Okay, do you know how many inches there is in a foot?
Yes. There's 12 inches in a foot.
There we go.
Who the fuck doesn't know that?
Apparently some people. Do you know which way is north?
Yes.
How'd you know?
I'm staring north right now. Nope, sorry. I'm staring east right now.
Do you know, someone told me something ridiculously interesting actually about 4 hours ago at Cambridge University. Oh. And they said something about the sap on a tree. And they said, if you ever needed to know north that badly, have a look at the tree and see the way that the new sap on the tree is turning. And that way would be north. And I was like, really?
Hang on, I'm trying to maple syrup Wikipedia. Hang on.
What? What are you doing?
New sap on a tree is north. There's nothing on Google that says anything about a tree sap going north. Nope, nothing. Sorry.
Well, sorry.
Go ahead, next one.
Yeah, well, fuck you then for shitting on my shit. Anyway, do you know how to use the contents of a toolbox?
I have three toolboxes. Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Yeah, same here. Do you know how to jumpstart a car? Well, everyone knows how to fucking
jumpstart a car. A lot of people burn their fucking cables out jumpstarting a car.
Yeah.
Black is negative, red is positive, guys.
No, wrong way around.
I'm so glad they're written on my fucking jumper cables. I've jumped so many cars.
All right, miles left when petrol red light appears.
Yeah, my car's 50 miles. I can go 50 miles with when my red light appears.
I couldn't have supposed because I've always got petrol in my car, so it doesn't matter.
Do you get it at quarter of a tank?
Quarter of a tank.
You're one of those
people?
As soon
as it hits quarter, I'm filling her back up.
I usually do the same thing.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Do you know how to change a tire? This is.
Yep.
You know.
Yeah.
I think all men know how to change a tire. No.
Well, my sister knows how to change a tire, but
I watched someone once put the jack up and then try and take the wheel off. And it was just spinning and spinning.
What am I doing wrong?
What's going on?
What am I doing wrong? Oh.
Fucking idiots.
Idiot.
But anyway, all right. Do you know how to put someone in a recovery position? I do. I've done first.
I'm going to guess it's going to be a sitting up position with your...
No, sir.
Okay. Well, then I don't know. Nope, I don't know.
Okay. Do you know your alcohol limits? Obviously, it's quite apparent on this show.
You do not.
I fucking don't.
I do. Yes, I do.
Okay. Right, number 44. Do you know how to change a car battery?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, you said about the mechanics things, and I'd be absolutely useless on that.
You know how to change a car battery. You know what a car battery looks like.
I know, but on my car, it's quite difficult to get to.
It's always difficult to get to, but you know how to do it.
I know how to do it. It's just fucking getting to it.
But if you had to do it, you would be able to do it, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
So there you go.
But anyway, get a car unstuck.
Yeah, like stuck in mud. Well, or
if it's in mud. That's simple.
Very simple.
Now, here we go.
Oh.
Number 46, the national anthem.
Oh, I've been drinking.
Now, I want to do something a bit different.
Are we going to have to prove this?
No.
Oh, okay.
We're going to do this a different way.
Oh. Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
I want you to sing the British
national anthem. I don't know the British national anthem.
Go for it.
I don't know it, Ant. I just don't know it. It's not at all. It's not God Save the Queen?
It is God Save the Queen.
So do it's, God Save You're such a fucking dick. He didn't tell me about this, guys.
Come on. And I've got to do your one, and I ain't fucking know your one.
I have the Canadian one stuck in my head.
I don't give a fuck about Canadian bullshit.
Hey, that's
their heads move easy, up and down.
Easy, easy, easy. They're all wine aside is all Canadian. Take it easy.
You want to fuck them. Sorry.
I honestly don't know, Ant. I don't know. If I hear it, I would know. It's
come
like,
on.
It's a bunch of trumpets. I know one. That's one. I don't know
a single word.
I don't. God save the queen. God save the queen. Ah, that's it. Yeah. Okay. Dun 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 dun. Dun dun.
God
dun,
save dun, the dun. Queen.
Yeah. Okay. Gotcha. All right. What do you get? I can't wait to do it. Oh, Canada, my home away from home. Yeah, that's oh, Canada.
Fuck Canada.
Yeah.
I'm not French. I don't speak Canadian.
There you go. Okay. What you got, America? What you got?
Oh,
everyone
no,
knows
do it now, I'm
American. On. What? No, fuck you. You are.
Do I have?
Yes, you do.
Right. Now, honestly.
You're the American in this group. Thank you very much.
Now, I have turned the iPad off, and I am trying to actually remember it from the
football?
Years of American football.
The years of American football. I was about to say the years of American football.
Okay.
Every
can I
American
it?
Football. Now, I can tell you, I'm going to give you a hint.
Mm.
America the Beautiful is not it. So the years of watching WrestleMania, not
one.
It. Okay. All right.
Let me try.
Go ahead.
Tell me, as soon as I've got wrong, stop me.
I will
and
stop
then
you.
We'll
I will stop
end
you.
It. All right. Mm-hmm. Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, oh, the ramparts
nope,
we
you missed one.
Watched.
No. You missed one.
Did I get it wrong?
Yep. So
maybe, did I go wrong?
Maybe you
did
get it
wrong?
Right. Wait a minute. Maybe you did get it right. Hang on.
Fuck you. You just interrupted me on my little... You motherfucker.
Hang
did
on,
I get it
I'm
wrong?
Pretty sure I got it. I'm pretty sure I have it right. Hang on. Start swinging better.
You don't know your own national anthem.
Well, it's hard to do. You said, and the ramparts, right?
Oh, the ramparts we watched.
Oh, my God. This is so fucking wrong. Everything we've been singing is wrong.
What?
I just looked up the real one, and it's the real one is not the one we sing. Okay, you ready? Oh, yeah. Say, can you see? I'm not as good as Ant, so I'm just going to say it. By the dawn's early light, what so proudly we hail with the twilight less gleaming, those broad stripes and bright stars with a perilous fight. Oh, the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming.
That's
the
what
rockets,
I just said,
hang
it?
On, hang on. And the rocket's red glare, the bomb bursting in air, gave proof to the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say, does that star-spangled banner yet over the land of the free and the home of the brave? On the shore dimly see-through, the mist of the deep, where
yeah,
the
that's,
foes...
No, that's a different verse.
No, this is it.
No, that's
the
a
star-spangled
verse.
Banner in 19... In 1814, yes. Francis Scott Key wrote the poem
yes.
"Defense of the Fort Henry." The poem
idiot.
Lit.
You only sing one verse.
I'm sorry, I didn't know that. Okay,
it's like yeah, you right have then. You ever seen "God Save the Queen"? We only nope. sing one verse, which is about like eight fucking lines long.
No. Well, I just learned
but,
something.
The actual whole song is like fucking 800 lines long.
Well, I just learned something. There you go. I just learned something.
That's
what the show's all about.
And you interrupted my.
I did. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Pick up where you.
Nah, fuck.
Fuck it.
I was going to do the big land of the home, the free.
Come on.
Nah,
are you reading? Are you reading?
No, I know that. I know that. Anthem.
Okay.
I believe you.
I believe you. All right, go ahead.
Ask me tomorrow.
All right, I'll ask you tomorrow.
Talking off air.
All right, I'll ask you tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, we got another story, haven't we?
Yeah, you're not going to finish them?
Oh, shit. Where are we at?
47. We're almost done. That's why I'm like, let's just finish this shit.
Oh, Jesus
Christ. We've been going on long enough.
Yeah.
47. Change a nappy. Change a diaper. You know how to change a diaper?
No.
I believe you do. I believe I do as well.
Yeah. I think I must have changed about 8,000.
Yeah, I probably haven't changed that many, but definitely I've changed a bunch in my day. Yes. Do you know how to perform CPR?
No, sir, I don't.
I do a little.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I know you're supposed to, I know where to check to pump the, lungs. I know to check the mouth for blockages.
Mm.
I know you're supposed to breathe, then give 3 pushes. So I guess I do know CPR, actually. I just described it. put up a tent.
Yeah.
You did a lot of tending when you were a kid?
Still do, man. I love camping and stuff.
I've been camping
it's
so
fucking
long.
Awesome, man.
I've been camping in so long. So
it's
long.
Awesome, though.
You go camping with your girl. You getting laid?
Yeah, but no, I like camping with friends and stuff. I fucking love camping.
You like camping sex? You like camping sex?
I don't. We're not talking about band camp, are we?
No. We're talking about proper camping, like tenting with the fire and all that shit.
I can't say I've done it too often.
Well, not too often, but you've done it.
Yeah, it's all right. I can't. It's not been that memorable for me.
All right. Well, there you go.
So, yeah.
All right. Ready for our next story?
Yeah. No, you missed the number 50.
I wasn't going to go over the number 50.
Well, you have to do. We're fucking done 49. You might as well do the 50.
Go ahead.
Premier League favorites.
No, I don't know. DC United. There you go. That's all I get. I don't know.
DC United?
Yeah, it's an MLS team. Mine used to be the fucking Tampa Bay Mutiny, but they're not around anymore, so there you go.
I literally don't know what you're talking
that's
about.
That's my Premier League. MLS, Major League Soccer. That's my Premier League.
Yeah, that's...
so they
like
don't... Exactly, thank you.
But there you go.
What's yours? You didn't answer.
What?
What's yours?
Premier League favorites?
Yeah.
Arsenal.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
They're actually good compared to MLS, which is probably run by a couple of plumbers,
yeah,
a fireman, and a...
David Beckham doesn't leave Britain to come over to the United States to go to a bunch of plumbers and farmers league.
No, he was 38 years old and he couldn't play in the fucking Premier League anymore because he was too shit.
I'm not disagreeing with any of that.
So he went to America to earn a bit of fucking free cash.
Thank you very much.
He did it. Yeah, and he did. So.
He looks fantastic, though. I'll give him that much.
He looks all right.
All right, you ready? Everybody ready? It's time to teach Vamp.
Vamp?
Yeah.
If humans had eagle eyes, we could see an ant on the ground from the roof of the 10-story building. You would also have brilliant color vision, UV vision, and almost 360 degrees range of view.
Yeah, that makes sense. They're very small heads. They go back and they can rotate them almost all the way around their head, just like most birds. And then they can see very well. That's why they can dive onto animals, very, very, very small animals like rats and things on the ground from
way high up in the air. Could be an animal, like which animal would you be?
If I could be an animal, that's a really weird question.
Why is that a weird question? That's like an average human question.
It's just kind of nonsense, isn't it? If I could be an animal, which
animal
would
I
be?
I want to know if you could be an animal. What? Mine straight away. I can think. You don't even need to ask me. Honey badger. Done.
I'm a fucking honey badger. Jesus Christ.
I'm a honey badger. They're the most fearless creature on earth.
I will say that I've been playing a lot of Far Cry 4 on my Xbox One. Man, if you go up against a honey badger on Far Cry 4, you are fucked. That thing will fuck you up unless you have like a bazooka or a double barrel shotgun or something like
legit.
They just keep coming. Oh my God, they're so vicious.
We get just normal badgers over here and they're vicious. We don't get fucking honey badgers. They take on lions and shit.
Where are honey badgers from?
Africa.
Africa. Okay, good.
Yeah, they take on lions and stuff. They're fucking mental.
I know, dude. They're mental.
Fucking hell. But Vamp.
Yeah.
There are more dead people on Facebook than there are living people in Australia.
Yeah, I believe
it. It is estimated that over 33 million Facebook profiles belong to the deceased. And many of their pages still operate as memorials.
How many total people on Facebook?
Oh, like fucking gotta be a billion, isn't there?
You think so?
Gotta be a billion.
But you don't know.
I don't know.
So you didn't do your proper research before we started talking.
What does that mean? No, I'm just talking about deaths of people on Facebook, not fucking living. Don't care about living.
I just
the living walk. Well, they do my edit.
We looked up how many people are in Australia. It's 72 million, I believe you said.
No, you prat.
What?
We're in Australia. Australia's like huge.
42 million, I think you said.
But there's like no one lives in Australia. No one lives in Australia.
Yeah, we said like 40. Bumps. We said like 42 million.
Nah, less than that.
Let's look it up again.
I reckon 28 million. Like, Britain's got like 60 million, and we're tiny, but we're just overpopulated. Whereas I reckon Australia, there's no one fucking lives in Australia, but they're all around the coast. No one lives in the middle of Australia, do they?
23 million. You're right. 23
million.
23 million. 23 million. So, yeah, that's believable. Absolutely.
There's 33 million
could be,
people.
Yeah.
That's believable.
Oh, that's totally believable.
Well, I must just give a little shout out because I know a couple of friends listening, and my mate Jevad D, who did die, and we use his Facebook as a memorial. So
there you go.
Peace, love, unity, my brother. And yeah. So I do agree that 33 million, that's just going to keep rising as well.
And I die, don't fucking keep my Facebook page up, please.
You want your Facebook down?
Shut that motherfucker down.
But it's a bit like, you know, when you're at a funeral and you're writing a little book and that, and the parents keep the book or whatever. To me, it's a bit like that, but it's completely open.
I agree. I just don't want all those ads in the past. Like, I just don't want all those ads after. Like,
you don't want Candy Crush in your fucking memorial.
No, don't fucking send that shit to me.
I get that. Okay, here's one for you. Because Wayne would have got this, but did you know Paul McCartney is the only musician in history who has topped the charts as a solo artist, a duo, a trio, a quartet, and in a quintet.
Yeah.
All right. Can you elaborate a bit further?
Paul McCartney was in the Beatles. That's your quintet.
No, that would be your quartet, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're right. Quartet. Sorry. Yes. The duet would be McCartney and... what's his name? I'm going to get... You're going to give me shit for this. I can't remember his name. The guy who died.
He's certainly alive.
He's alive?
He's certainly alive.
Oh, I don't know who it is then. I thought him and the lead singer for the Beatles were a duet.
John Lennon?
Yeah.
No.
Because John Lennon's not alive. Very much dead.
He's certainly not
alive. So who did he duet with?
Stevie Wonder.
I didn't know he's... Oh.
Ebony
and
he did, Ivory.
Yeah, that's one. Right.
So yeah, and he done a solo. His solo record was Pipes of Peace in 1983.
He's had more than one.
Oh yeah, I'm just elaborating slightly. It was in a duo with Stevie Wonder with Ebony and Ivory. His trio, of course, was with Wings.
Mulligan's
Tire and Live and Let Die and things
Live
like that.
Live and Let Die.
Fucking love that record. Quartet, of course, with the Beatles. And his quintet was the Beatles with Billy Preston back in 1969. Get Back.
I've never heard of that.
And that one surprised me as well. I literally didn't know that. But apparently, whilst doing research for that, I found out it was also been in a sexlet. Which was a thing called Berry Aid, which was with like Boy George, Jim Diamond, Kate Bush, and people like that. So I've never heard that record at all.
I never heard of that either.
And he was also in a nine piece.
Nine tet.
I don't know what the fuck if it's a nine tet or whatever, but he was also in a nine piece with a group called the Christians. So Vamp fucking ain't that one.
Wow.
Anyway.
All right.
So Vamp.
Yep.
Did you know that marshmallows exist because of sore throats? For centuries, juice from the marshmallow plant has been used for pain relief. In the 1800s, it was mixed with egg whites and sugar for children with sore throats to make it taste better. The recipe was so tasty that people made it as a treat called marshmallow.
All right, sounds kind of cool.
It does sound cool, because I actually never knew where fucking marshmallows came from, or even what they were fucking made of.
I knew they were made of sugar.
Before today, hand on heart, I did not know there was a fucking plant called a marshmallow.
I didn't know either, but I thought they just made it out of sugar, and then they just like puffed air into it or something.
Yeah, I literally thought it was just pure fucking sugar, to be honest.
Peeps are fucking disgusting.
So yeah, it's an actual plant. I'm really surprised by that.
Yeah.
Okay, next one.
Yep.
Other people hear a higher version of your voice than you do. because you're hearing it, it resonates as it resonates through your bones. So you actually hear it deeper than what I'm hearing your voice.
You mean like this?
Yeah, you just sound like you're... how you sound now?
It's like this to me.
It's like this to me.
It's like this to me.
Though. I don't know what you're talking about. I have a very deep voice.
You're not fucking Barry White. Move on. You ain't no Barry.
I could be Barry.
When you're Barry, come back to me, all right?
I could be Barry.
No, you can't be Barry.
Go ahead.
Okay, I shall go ahead. Researchers estimate that 2/3 of humans have no idea what they're good at or what their strengths are. What are you good at? And what are your strengths?
I'm very good at leading people, like leading people to accomplish a goal.
We're not in an interview.
Well, you asked what I'm good at.
Not in an interview.
Okay. Are you asking for like a physical thing?
I want to know what you're good at. I don't want to know.
You can't be good at being a leader?
I'm good in a one-to-one conversation. I'm good at organization skills.
We're not in a fucking interview. We're in real life.
Jesus Christ. Okay, calm the fuck down. What are you good at?
What do you mean what I'm good at?
What are you good at?
I'm good at being gorgeous.
You're such full of shit.
I'm good at singing.
You're not that good at singing.
I'm good at confidence.
Yeah, I will agree with that.
You've never heard me sing.
I've heard you sing on this podcast right this week.
Yeah, that's not proper singing.
Oh, well, give me some proper singing.
No, I won't give you proper singing.
Well, then you're not good at it.
Not on a fucking headset radio.
Then you're not good at it.
But no, I've always been good at nerves.
Nerves?
I don't understand why people get nerves.
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 As in, like, I'm nervous.
Yes, like you're nervous. I've never, ever suffered from nerves. I've been so confident in myself and everything I've done that I've never been nervous in my life. And I'd say I'm good at that. I'm good at not being nervous. I can feel so confident in myself that, fuck it, whatever. That's a good thing to be good at, I think. No?
Sure. Sure. I mean, it all depends. I mean, if you're gonna go as far as being arrogant, there's a difference between arrogance and not being nervous.
Difference between arrogance and confidence.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. It's a very fine line, but yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm very good at bringing people together and accomplishing a goal. Like, I don't understand like why that. I'm really good at it. Like, I'm very good at it, Ant. If I'm not doing a job interview, I'm pretty good at it, dude.
Yeah, if you're good at it, you're good at it.
I am. I'm pretty good at it. I don't know. I've never been really good at anything, honestly. That's why I'm so fucking miserable all the time.
I'm gonna speak for Wayne because he's not here.
I don't think you should, but okay.
He's good at wanking.
I'm not even that good at that. I don't know.
He likes wanking. Does that Wayne?
I think I'm good at bringing people together.
Oh fucking! No, wait.
Can I give you an example?
Go on.
Okay. So the friends I left in Georgia.
Georgia.
Okay. Every time I say Georgia, are you going to fucking sing that?
Yes, sir.
Okay. The friends I left there don't really hang out anymore, but they do when I come into town. And that's the same thing when I go back to where my parents are. People hang out that don't normally hang out when I'm there. Like, and I'm not trying to be arrogant or anything like that, but I'm just trying to understand why that happens. Like, I seem... And this is going to come off so arrogant, but I thought about this all my life. Like,
this,
I seem
like
to be
said,
like
there's a difference.
Sort of a nexus for people. Like, I bring people together.
That's a good thing.
I think it's a good thing, but I feel like people will think of it like it's an arrogant thing.
Nah, not at all. Not at all.
Yeah,
that's just a different people's personalities. Some people are natural born leaders. Some people are followers. It's just the way it is. You know, I'm a complete cunt. And
that's the truth.
If someone says to me, if we go out on a night and there's 10 of us, you're making damn sure that I'm fucking the one being heard.
Yeah, that's...
We're going here.
Yeah, I can guarantee that's the case. Definitely with Ant, that's the fucking case.
You know.
You're going to be heard. You're going to be heard over everybody. Yes, yes.
Yeah, and that's the way I am. But, you know, that's not a good thing.
Some situations, you're at a club, you're talking to a girl, you're at a club, you're talking to your mates. It's a good thing.
Sometimes it's good to be decisive, you know. It's good to be decisive sometimes.
You're at a quiet restaurant, you're being loud and obnoxious, not a good thing.
You know, when I move to America...
you're going to fit right in.
And I'm obnoxious, they'll just think I'm being British.
That's right.
Which is amazing. So, you know, I'm going to fit in well.
Not only British, no one's going to understand what you're saying.
Well, yeah, I'll just... I point to the fact, what fucking language do you speak, you fucking American prick?
I guarantee you most American, at least most Southern Americans. It's funny because we did a poll.
You think I'm moving to Southern America?
No, wait a minute. Can I finish real quick?
No, you can't because I'll talk over you.
I know you do. You do it all the time because you have to be heard. So my best friend Jamie and I, we used to work together and we did a poll. It was just random one night. We just did a poll with customers and we wanted them to guess where he was from. So we did like 30, I think we did about 30 and 25, 26 people that we surveyed said he was from Australia. He's straight up from London.
London and Australia gets mixed up a lot though.
He doesn't sound like he's from Australia, not even close.
Nah, but a lot
I can tell you right now, he doesn't sound like he's from Australia. Not even close, Ant.
Yeah, I know what you're saying, but I'm saying also London does get mixed up with Australia. Yep. Right. Especially when we say, all right, mate.
Well, I mean, mate is not
we say mate a lot.
Mate is not just island. It's not just dedicated to that island.
No, it is. It's island, like Australia and England. Like, because we're Cockneys, East London, we say that like, all right, mate, how you doing? All right?
Yeah.
And that comes across as a bit Australian.
It doesn't to me, though.
No, maybe not, because you're zoned into it. Mm-hmm. You speak to me all the time and things like that. So, you know, if I'm going to talk posh, you know, I can talk posh if you want me to.
I like your Irish.
Oh, bugger me Jesus. How you doing there?
Bugger me all right, Jesus.
What's the fucking next story anyway? I think we've gone too far on this one.
All right, let's move on then, eh?
Last story. What is the last story of the night?
The last story of the night is gross things we all do that are strangely satisfying.
I don't know what the fuck that was.
Gross things we all do.
What are you trying to say there?
Gross things that we all do that are strangely satisfying. Gross things we all do that are strangely satisfying. Picking your nose is number one.
I'll pick my nose.
Do you?
Yeah, I'll pick my nose all the time.
I do too, man. I have to. Because when I get a nice booger in there, it feels so bad. Like it hurts my nose.
What do you mean it hurts your nose?
Follow that, bitch.
What do you mean it hurts your nose?
It hurts my nose. It literally hurts like I'm trying to itch it. And it hurts my nose. Like I scrunch my nose. And it hurts my nose sometimes. And I just need to get it out of there. We all do it. We all do it.
Do you eat them?
No, I don't eat my fucking
boogers. That was a massive delay. That was probably what.
No, because I was crunching my face because it's disgusting. I do not eat my. I am not a booger eater. Okay, that is not the thing. And now I'm a booger wiper. You walk by me, I might wipe a booger on you.
I reckon you're a booger eater. If ever there's a booger eater, it's you.
It's me. Yeah, I know. Yeah,
I'll wipe my bogeys on anything I can find.
Pop zits. Nobody likes zits on their face, but when you secretly rejoice when it reaches the perfect popping point, getting to squeeze it, all the gross pus out of your nice reward for suffering through this dermatological disaster.
Stop it.
Everybody pops zits, man. That's what it is.
Yeah, my own zits is fine. Fucking someone else's zits. It's done.
Gross.
It's horrible. All
right. Peeing in the shower. Shockingly, more than half.
I love pissing in the shower.
So do I. So do I.
I just said, well, like, you must piss in the bath. Well, no.
No, I don't tend to piss
That's
in the bath.
That's fucking completely different. Pissing in the shower, it runs down your leg and it's gone.
Yep.
Pissing in the bath, I'm just about to dip my head in that.
Yep.
It's completely fucking different. Completely
now, you said you and Amy don't really take a shower together because your shower's small.
It is a small shower, but I don't think that's the main reason. It's just that, to me, a shower, I love being in a shower, but I like being in a shower on my own. I don't like the bullshit of, like, you know, blah, blah, being in the shower together, touching each other. Shower time is my time. And I'm a bit like that with a bath as well.
I like taking showers with my partner. I'm a big shower-taking fan with my partner. I am. I'll even just take a shower just to take a shower. Most of the time, it ends up with some hanky-panky, at least a little bit of it. You know, I'll eat some pussy or something in the shower while we're there. But I do. I'm a big fan of taking showers with my partner. I love it.
Do you know what? Call me a bit of a wussy or whatever, but I love you turn the lights out in the bathroom. I'll be in a bath, nice hot bath, little candle, bottle of wine. That'll do me. I'm happy with that. I'm happy.
I do the same thing. I take a lot of, actually, I take a lot of showers in the dark. I don't know why I do it. I just do it.
Showers in the dark.
I do. I take a lot of showers in the dark, and I'm a big fan of bringing my partner in and taking a shower in the dark with her. It's sort of, it's something about a little, it's a little bit more erotic because you can't see.
Are you Quasimodo?
What?
Are you Quasimodo?
Yes, I look exactly. You've seen me. I look exactly like Quasimodo. I get the hump. I get the hump and everything.
You do a little bit.
Definitely. But... All right, next one. Now you ruined my nice story about having sex in my partner's shower.
Oh, go on. Oh, I'm sorry. Go on.
No, do you?
Go on.
Do you
no, bite? I want to hear it you, now. Go on.
Nope. Too late. Do you bite your nails, Ant?
Of course I do.
Yeah, so do I. I don't understand what the big deal about biting my nails. Actually, I've done it less a lot lately.
I think most people bite their nails.
I think they do too. Yeah. Do your armpits smell?
All the time.
Do they? Do you see the sweat on the shirt?
I'm a sweaty bastard.
Are you really? You're a sweaty guy?
Yeah, I'm a sweaty bastard. Yeah.
Do you pick wedgies?
I don't often get wedgies.
Yeah, I don't get wedgies that often either, but I know some people do. Some women definitely do.
Well, yeah, if you're a woman and you're wearing like fucking thong or whatever, yoga you're going to get a wedgie, isn't
yeah,
you? But,
yeah.
You know, I don't get wedgies
that often, but if I do, you know, I just pick them out. Why not? Fuck it.
I've got a lovely ass.
Sniffing so, gas fumes.
I like the way you know sold that.
That's what I do.
That's what you do. No sell everything. Sniffing what?
Gas fumes.
Gas fumes?
Evidently, some people sniff gas fumes. Even though you can tell it smells toxic, there are some strangely pleasant about the smell of gasoline fumes when you pump gas into your car. Most people actually like
right,
it.
I get you.
Just don't smell it longer than have to pew because it actually isn't good for you.
I like the smell of an airport.
Do you really?
Like the aeroplane fumes.
Interesting.
Like, you know that aeroplane sort of smell?
Yeah.
I love that smell because to me, I associate that smell, obviously from being a child and growing up, to I'm going on holiday.
All right. Yeah, I get that. Drinking out of the milk carton or just drinking out of the carton, depending if it's milk or not.
We don't get cartons. We,
what do you guys get?
We're not freaks. We don't drink out of fucking cartons.
What do you get then?
We get bottles.
Okay, do you drink out of the bottle?
No,
there's depends. A lot of pause there.
No, it depends. If I was on a hangover, yes, I would. Any other instance, I probably wouldn't.
So every day you drink out of the garden in a glass bottle. Do you smell your own farts?
Yes. Done. literally 10 times a day.
You like the ones that you can't smell? You're like, oh my God, that stinks so bad.
Well, Amy hates it because I usually cupcake and then throw it at her.
Throw it at her, yeah.
Throw the cupcake at her.
Yeah.
And she hates that. But
crack your knuckles. Do you crack your knuckles?
No, Amy does. No, I don't know how to crack my knuckles.
I don't crack my knuckles. I do every once in a while, but I don't do it crazily.
I don't know how to do it. Yeah. So
it's not that big of a deal. It doesn't really feel that good. Do you pick your scabs?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Got a fucking massive scar on my leg because of picking a scab.
I'm pretty sure that's like the boy thing, picking your scabs.
Yeah, we do it a lot, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
When we're younger.
Eat the food that fell on the floor.
Oh, yeah, shit, yeah.
Yeah, me too. That's
someone when I was at the uni a couple of days ago, someone was leaving, they had cake, and I dropped the cake on the floor, and I left it. I was like, I made a little, you know, a little bit of a fucking thing about it. Like, oh, no, I dropped the thing on the floor. And I must have left it for about 10 seconds. Then I picked up and ate it. And everyone was like, oh, you dirty bastard.
Dirty fuck,
no,
you dirty fuck, you
it.
Dirty...
It's,
yeah,
it's just been on the floor.
5 second
rule, wasn't it?
Looking at your poop before you flush it.
Oh, yeah, everyone does that.
You have to, because what if something bad is in there?
Even the queen does that.
Yeah, exactly. Chewing on your lip and then swallowing it.
Yeah, I'm a bit of a chewer of my inside
my lips. Are horrible.
I'm more of a cheek guy.
Yeah,
I do.
Yeah, I do the cheek too. Yeah.
Yeah, I chew my cheeks a lot, but yeah, I do my bottom lip or my cheeks.
Yeah. It's bad. It's not good, man.
It's not good. No, but you know, it is what it is. Isn't
I
it?
I get it from my grandmother.
I think everyone does it though, don't they?
I don't think so. I don't think everybody does it, but I think a lot of people do it.
Gotta be most people.
And then lastly, dipping your finger in peanut butter or chocolate and licking it off your fingers.
See, I don't know how to replicate this because I don't like peanut butter.
You don't like chocolate?
No, I hate chocolate. I'm not
you
a fan of chocolate.
You hate chocolate?
Yes, I'm not a fan of the chocolate at all. Unless it's white chocolate. I love white chocolate. But you give me any other chocolate I'm not a fan of at all.
I don't know if I hate chocolate, but I don't dip my finger in peanut butter and eat
chocolate's
it.
Chocolate's horrible. I don't see the whole appeal of chocolate.
I'm not a big chocolate guy either.
Like women really fucking wank over
dude,
it.
They love that shit.
You know, do you want a chocolate-flavored cock? They'll be happy. You know.
Is that a metaphor for a black dick or what?
I don't know. Maybe it is. Maybe it ends.
Yeah.
They love them as well. But, you know, they grow in the mouth more.
Jesus Christ.
but anyway, I'm not a massive fan of the chocolate cock. I prefer white chocolate.
I prefer white chocolate cock over black chocolate cock.
Not in a racial sense.
just in general.
yeah, this isn't going well.
All right, let's...
I like a Milky Bar. Do you get Milky Bars over there?
Yes, we get Milky Bars.
I like Milky Bars. That's the sort of chocolate I like. I laugh at Milky Bar. I won't have a Reese's. Reese's can fuck off.
You don't like Reese's?
Nah,
my ex is a big fan of Reese's. That was her favorite ice cream was Reese's.
Ugh.
I'm a Snickers guy, man. I like some. Oh, my God.
Oh, Snickers.
Oh, my God. I love Snickers, dude.
Is it because it's got nuts in it?
I love me some Snickers and nuts. Love it. Caramel, whichever one you say. Caramel, some nougat. Caramel, nougat. Oh, love me some Snickers. Ladies, if you like Snickers, hashtag C-Satire Devil Vamp. That's all I'm saying. Love me some Snickers. All right, let's end this bitch. Ant, what you got?
Yep.
What you got, man? You want to say something to people?
Yeah, I want to say something to people. Next week, I want to do a movie week. Next week. I'm up for a movie week. You up for a movie week?
I'll be up for a movie week. You haven't even seen the movie I told you to see yet.
That's what I'm saying.
You think I wasn't going to call you on that?
A few things. We can go head-to-head with old school movies.
All right. You want to go head-to-head?
No, we've got that.
I'll tell you what. Hey, Charlie, if you want to come on next week instead of old school to movies, come on here. We'll talk movies or whatever else you want to talk about. We'll have some articles for you. That way we can talk about All Wine Aside as well. We talk about
why
that.
Why don't they invite me on?
Because I guess they don't like you. I don't know.
You know, I'm not happy with that.
You're a bit of a dick.
Why am I a dick?
I'm just saying you're a bit of a dick. What do you want to say?
I'm not that much of a dick. I'm not as much of a dick as you are.
Excuse me?
Really? Mm-hmm. Really? You want to go there?
I'm not the one who ruined an entire episode of something.
Yeah, you fucking try to.
anyway.
Hundreds of times on this fucking show without editing.
What else do you want to say? You got anything else to say to people?
I just want to say catch me at MC Vigilante on the Twitter. You can catch me on Facebook if you want. You know, it doesn't matter. I'm Anthony Vigilante on that, aren't I?
Yeah, I think you are. Double A, thank you for listening. We appreciate you always pimping the fucking shit on Twitter, don't we, Ant?
Damn right, sir. Oh, always. My God. I know you love nickels up your ass. You know me, mate. I do absolutely adore you. I really do. I think you're a wonderful guy, and you do pimp us and other shows on this network out brilliantly well.
And we appreciate you more than you ever will ever know. We are not currently taking any type of donations. We know that you sent us some money. We appreciate it. Please take that money, put it to Doctors Without Borders, or what was your other one, Ant? Which one you like?
My one's Alzheimer's Society.
Alzheimer's Society. So mine's Doctors Without Borders.
Charity, please.
A secular charity, if you could, that'd be great. But we're not currently. We will let you know when we're taking Patreon donations, something like that. We're getting there. We're not quite there yet. We don't feel like we have a solid network yet, but we will definitely get there. But dude, you have no idea how much that means to me that you donated anything to us. So I greatly appreciate it, dude. Seriously, from the bottom of my heart, I greatly appreciate it. The other thing is, guys, please review us. Give us a rating on iTunes. It helps us immensely. I'm trying to get some sponsorship on the website soon. So please review us, share us wherever you can. I greatly appreciate all of you for listening. Ant and
what
I
website
love
is this?
DSJNP.com.
Ooh,
Ant and I love that you guys listen. We really do appreciate everyone that listens.
We do.
But we really need you guys to share and rate us. Rating us on iTunes helps us immensely. If we have like a 4 or 5 star rating, it will help us get advertisers very quickly so that maybe we can stop paying for all this stuff because it is rather expensive. I know everyone talks about it all the time, but I would like to get an advertiser rather than take money from you guys. Honestly, I would. So That's the deal right now. We're working on the website. It's still being upgraded, and we're still working on that. But I want to thank all of you for listening this week, all of you for listening last week. We greatly appreciate everything you guys do for us. And it's hashtag CSATR on Twitter. Send us a bunch of articles, guys, because I want to do a new viewer special, because we know we got a lot of newer viewers. So we're going to do a viewer special. So it's hashtag CSATR on Twitter. Send us your articles, or it's dsjnp.com@gmail.com. Just put in the subject CSATR or cerebral satire.
Can I just quickly say,
yeah, go ahead.
Guys, please don't. We know that a lot of guys have moved from the DSJNP network over to Trending Topics. And of course, we're on Trending Topics now, and we absolutely love that. But there will be some special shows coming out on DSJNP. One particular that's including myself and Wayne as agony uncles, talking about people's relationship problems.
Yeah. Agony uncles, essentially like dear Abby here.
Yeah. So which will be exclusive to DSJNP. So. Yep. Don't just completely disregard DSJNP, because there will be some shows on there. Yeah. But of course, keep your Trending Topics, of course.
Yeah, we love Trending Topics. We know how much you guys have helped us. And we love old school. We love being on there. We want to be on old school with the movies way more often.
You know, he don't have me on, though. He's only having me on once.
Yeah, he doesn't. We're trying to get on in what's that? Oh, he hasn't broadcast that new show yet.
Well,
he's trying to do a new show.
They're talking about it this week on Old School at the Movies.
He's really bad at inviting people, isn't he?
Where's my invite?
I know. He's really bad at that.
So it's kind of like, I don't speak Canadian, because my head don't move up and down.
Flappy.
But yeah, it's not flappy head. But, you know, he said like, I'm not even going to attempt it, to be honest. I can't even attempt it.
Fucking try. Yeah. About in
why hasn't he been emptying that fucking
a boot? Fucking a boot, beer inside. We're trying to get on that beer inside show, but
yeah,
we haven't had an invite. He fucks up. Twitter. He doesn't know how to reach out to people. I don't know what. He's anti-social motherfucker.
I thought at least Carp would fucking invite me.
Evidently not. He doesn't like you.
Oh, obviously you don't like me. Yeah, no, so right? Fuck.
Anyway, let us know what you guys think. We thank you as always. I'm DevilVamp at Twitter. It's DSJNPCOM on Twitter. Please, guys, send us some articles so we can do a special viewer, a listener special. Please go ahead, Ant.
Yeah, find me at MC Vigilante. And basically what he said, just hit us up, guys, on the Twitter.
Email.
Email us. MP3. And, of course, visit the website at dsjnp.com.
Yep. So. Thank you for listening.
Bye. Thanks for listening. Bye.
And I'm an atheist, and I love religion. I really do. And I don't love religion in a snarky, mean-spirited way. I unabashedly, sincerely love that we have religion. Because if we didn't, we wouldn't be here right now, being all postmodern and ironic. There'd be no civilization. If no one invented religion, we'd be fucked right now. Because at the dawn of man, civilization was the biggest and the strongest. And that's as far as we were going to go. It was whoever was the biggest, fucked, killed, ate anything they wanted. That was it. Civilization was a huge psychopath with a club going, I'm going to have rape for dinner. That was it. That's as far as we were going to go. And then one of my ancestors, some weakling, said, look, there's no way I can beat that guy. But what if I trick him into thinking that if he doesn't kill and rape people while he's down here, when he dies, there's a magic city in the clouds, and he can go up and have all the cake he wants. Now, that's not a very well-formed plan, but he went and told the big psycho, and the psycho heard that and said, yeah, I like cake. Boom! There you go. That was the beginning of civilization. Now we can work on fire and writing and agriculture. That's religion. It's the old sky cake dodge. It worked. But, and by the way, things were great for a while. But then what was happening was that shit was going on all over the planet. They would just use different desserts. They would tell them about sky cookies or sky pie or sky baklava. So as each of these civilizations grew, they'd build ships, they'd go visit each other, and the one guy would walk off the boat and go, hey, did you hear the good news about the sky baklava? And the first guy went, it's cake, motherfucker, you're dead! And then, oh my God, there were the dessert wars. It was a nightmare. They were just killing people. It got so bad that every now and then, some dude would show up and go, hey, I got good news. There's cake and pie and cookies and for everyone. We can all share. And people said, nail him to a fucking cross. It is only cake. Oh, my God. The only way sky cake tastes good is if up in the sky cookie and sky pie people can't have the sky pie. That's the only way sky cake tastes good. I did not spend my life not raping and killing people to not go up in the sky and have cake. Sky cake! So the next time you see some douchebags in front of an abortion clinic or trying to ban a Harry Potter novel, just say, oh, sky cake. Why are you so delicious?